Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupkin, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast. Happy Wednesday. Wednesday is the best day of the week because Fun and Games is here. I'm your host, Brittany Lupkin, and today we have a special guest.
What's up, guys? It's Darian. You may know me as Brittany's husband. Everyone else does. I do. My name is Darian, but you can also call me Brittany's husband.
He's the best. We're so excited. Every time it's like a juicy readers share stories, we just love to have Darian on. It's so fun to read these together.
Listen, anytime I don't have to be like smart and give you guys good advice, and it's just reacting to like gym stories, I'm here for it. Because I use all my brain power for school. And so it's fun to come on these and just like read your funny stories or read your hot takes.
Yes.
Which is what it's going to be today.
So excited.
I just want to say thank you for today's sponsor, Sour Strips.
Oh my,
just
stop.
Just kidding. But Sour Strips, if you hear this, if you could send us some more stuff, that'd be great. We've brought at least, how many people do you think we've introduced to Sour Strips?
Way too many.
Oh, dude. The best sour candy on the planet.
Anyways, they're so good.
I say that because there's three empty bags sitting on the floor right here that like we just blew through.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. They're good. So, like Darian said, this episode is all about gym hot takes, which I think is really cool. I think it's always fun just kind of getting the inside scoop when it's the gym. If you're new or if you're a veteran, like just talking about the gym gossip. Like, this is the space. This is the area we're in. A lot of us, it is one of our hobbies, going to the gym. So I'm just here for it. And maybe you're listening to this during your workout and you'll get a good little crack up in it. So that is today's episode. But before we get into it, we have to do our word for the week, which is a new thing I'm bringing in this season. And last week's word was persistence, which really came through because I just had to remain persistent through everything that came my way last week. It was a little bit of a challenging one, but I felt true to that word. And this week's word is growth, because I found this quote that goes along with it that I really liked. It's, growth is uncomfortable because you've never been here before. And I feel like that is just such a true testament when it comes to growth. And a lot of us are going outside of our comfort zones at the beginning of this year. We're trying to build new habits, build a new foundation, and a lot of it's uncomfortable. So just know, growth is uncomfortable because you've never been here before. Give it some time.
I'm probably going to butcher this quote, but I heard a quote I really like. It's, a 1,000-mile journey can never be completed if you don't take the first step.
Oh, yes.
So like you know where you want your destination to be. You know how you might get there, but you'll never get there unless you just take that first step. And then, you know, whatever's beyond that first step, you may not know. But as you take the next step and the next step, things will be unfolded to you. And just taking the action alone will help you achieve more than you could even imagine.
Yes. I always talk about that, like taking that initial step and using that just momentum. Just doing it. There's so much power in the action phase. So, yeah, let's read our review of the week. Darian, whenever you're on, I always love when you do this. So we're going to have you get one.
There was a recent one I really liked. Hold on. All right. This says, Britt, parentheses, and Darian, I love this pod. You have such great information, and I love having someone to relate to about the gym. Also, I would love another Gym Bros episode. It's my favorite one, and I'm unashamed to say I've listened to it a couple times. I was laughing out loud in the middle of my lift. Thank you for all the work you put into this podcast. We love you and support you. Yo, Gym Bros.
Okay, who do you want?
Who should we bring on?
Gym Bros. Let's do it.
I'm curious to see from your fan base, like who's a fan of Joey Swole.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like he could be polarizing, but he also just, every time I see his stuff, he seems like just a really nice guy. He's always like defending people who are being judged in the gym.
I hope that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you guys think of Joey Swole?
Or who? Yeah, maybe we'll.
Because I feel like he'd be really fun to have on a Gym Bros, like, or reactions podcast. Oh. That would be awesome.
Yeah, we'll have to set something up maybe. Or at least reach out. We'll see. Probably doesn't care. But
Bobby.
Bobby was fun.
Bobby was our Gym Bros guy last time. And
you know, if we can't find anyone else, we'll just have to have him back on.
Oh my gosh. he's like great.
He's like, no, I'm not doing it. Just kidding. Okay. Now, I'm so excited to get into this. I went on TikTok and I wanted to hear everybody's hot takes because I know that they're going to be spicy from TikTok, but I also posted them on the podcast Instagram, which is funandgames.podcast. So we're going to be reading some of them. We're going to go every other for these hot takes. And we're going to say, like, again, this is all about our personal reactions, right? Like, there is no right, no wrong. Everybody's journey is their own. I just want to preface that. This is just us having some fun, talking about some hot takes that some people have, kind of our reactions to them. Just don't take it too seriously. Again, there's no, like, I just don't want anyone to get, like, super butthurt over this. That's really what I want to say. It's all fun and games, right? Okay, first one that I wrote. No, I didn't write. First one that I'm going to read is... There are so many. There are so many. It's so good. Dang it. Where's the one that I wanted to read? Okay, here it is. The hot take is a workout doesn't have to be 2 hours to be effective. And I actually want to say, I feel like this maybe was more common back in the day, but it is, I feel like that myth has been busted as more research and like people are promoting proper exercise science when it comes to working out and the science when it comes to fitness. So that is 100% true. That's like not even a hot take. It's like, it does not need to be 2 hours. You do not need to be in the gym for 2 hours. 30 minutes, you can get an amazing workout in. I just took a seminar, a class on HIIT workouts. Like if you're doing HIIT, it shouldn't even be really longer than 30 minutes period for an effective workout. So mine are normally 45 to 60 minutes. Sometimes they get to 75 minutes on leg day because transition time and filming.
Well, but is that 75 minutes for the workout, not including your warm-ups and sauna and all that stuff?
75 minutes like in and out the door, yeah.
Oh.
So including, yeah, all of it. So probably includes, 60 minutes dang. Of exercise for me.
Wow. You guys, that's so frustrating to me because Britt just has the cardio of a, oh man, I don't know, like a cheetah. I feel like
my cardio is trash though.
No, but okay, she can do a set of squats and then be ready to go in like 60 seconds.
Okay.
Whereas like me and my boys are taking like 3 minute rests.
Okay, that depends on what RPE I'm at. When I'm going heavy, it's so different.
Even when you go heavy, you rip through workouts. You're just an animal.
It's my recovery phase, man. It's the creatine. I'm just kidding, but... That was a joke. That was a joke. Darian just gave me a look. It was a joke.
Okay, let's read.
Okay.
Let's read the next one.
Next one. I just wanted to read that one first because that's also kind of busting a myth. But yeah, Darian, pick another one. We got some good ones.
All right. Leg days are the worst. That's not a hot take. That's just true.
Okay, but some people like leg days better. Now, there's another one in there that says back days are the worst. Leg days are the best. And then someone commented underneath that one. And they said, yeah, like how many different variations can I do rows? And I'm weak. Yeah, like it's actually true. Like how many different variations can you do rows? And to that point, I actually get that back days can kind of be boring at some point. Like I actually do get that. I just like the look of my back on a back day. That's
why. I like boring. I don't know. Because back day I feel like is one of my like stronger days, so I have fun doing it. But hey, that is a hot take.
Well, what do you think? Are you leg days?
No, back I like back days more, but a good leg day is more fulfilling. I'll say that.
Yeah, you know, because a leg day you have more variables.
I'm gonna read this one. I absolutely hate when people ask me how many sets I have left. When I'm done, you'll see.
Oh yes, okay. No, 100%. Yeah, no. Well,
I think that's BS. That's kind of part of like gym culture. Like if somebody's trying to use a machine and they just come ask you while you're resting, I mean, well, you got issues if that annoys you.
Oh, but well, okay. Well, here's the hot take though. I'm with that person.
If they're just sitting there while you're working out, like waiting for you to rest so they can ask you, that's annoying. But if they just pop over while you're like not doing anything, I don't see a problem.
See, but I disagree with that. I'm with that person because it gets me so anxious when someone's like, how many sets? Now I feel like I have to rush. Now I feel like this person's waiting on me. They're judging my rest time. Oh, she's taking so long. Like I get so in my head mentally when people ask me that, it stresses me out. Like so, I would almost leave the exercise completely because for me, that just stresses me out.
So hot take. I do see some people taking like 6 minute rests and just chilling on their phone, and I'll do a whole set I'll do a set and then I'll kind of peek over and they're still on their phone and they haven't done a single set. That annoys me. Then I'll go ask, like, dude, how many sets do you have left? If I know I'm going to, like, use it. Because if they're just sitting there, if they're, like, rocking through it, working out, sweating at it, they're actually doing stuff, I probably won't bother them. Because I do agree, it does add a little bit of anxiety. But if they're just sitting there, like
on leg extensions, it's been 10 minutes.
Yeah, like, especially if it's, like, okay, a popular machine and they're just kind of sitting on their phone. And they've been there for a while, okay? Like, not judging people's rest times, but if you've been sitting on there farting around.
That. I could see that.
So I'm both ways. I'm both ways. So I can see it, but most of the time.
And, you know, maybe it's different if it's a guy to a guy, because guys probably don't overthink in the gym. And they're like, yeah, dude, no, like, you know, another set. But if it's, like, a guy to a girl, immediately I'm thinking, like, all of the worst case scenarios. I'm like, he thinks I'm so annoying. I'm probably not even having perfect. I mean, I know I.
Oh, dude. Okay. I love this one. Okay, Sophie, you're a G for this. I don't think there should be overhead music playing. Everyone brings headphones anyways.
I'm dead. But dude, what about the people who forget their headphones?
Sit in silence, my brother.
Yeah, no,
work
honestly.
Work out in solitude with your own thoughts, you know? That's great.
For my own selfish reasons, I agree with that, because then I could actually film YouTube in the gym mic'd up and not get copyrighted.
Well, and some gyms blast that stuff. Yeah. Knowing full well 90% of the people in there are trying to listen to their own stuff. So I am 100% on this. Or at least if you're playing something, just maybe, like, play it soft.
Yeah, and it depends on the playlist. Like, sometimes the gym has such a fire playlist, you're like, oh, I don't even want my headphones. This music is lit. Like, one time they played Drake's, what was that, like, the Take Care album? And I was like, I haven't heard this for years. This is one of the best albums. So I, like, didn't even
have my headphones in. I'm still on the...
What about the workers, though? You think, you know, they don't want to be sitting in silence.
Maybe. I don't listen to music at my work.
Yeah, okay, valid.
No, actually, that's a straight up lie. There's so much music in the OR.
Oh, that's true.
That's such a lie.
Have you ever been in an OR with no music, or does everybody have music?
Yeah.
Oh, some people just like to work quietly?
Uh-huh.
Is it, like, such a vibe? I know this is such a tangent, no. But, like, who picks the music? What's the order? Like, who, like...
There was a surgeon with an amazing playlist. It was kind of, like, a bunch of just throwbacks, but they were all phenomenal throwbacks. And you ever been listening to music and just song after song after song after song? You're like, dude, this is...
Yeah, it no, it's hits. The best. Nothing's
so
better.
That's how it was. And so the whole room was vibing. It was great. Okay, here's one that you should read, Britt.
Okay.
Which one? This one right here.
When people are using two different machines at the same time. Ooh, this one has 23 likes on it. That's valid. So... Man, I hate always, like, playing devil's advocate, but yeah, that is frustrating when it's, like, two very popular machines, like, at supersetting. That's tough. I don't know. At the same time, I'm like, hey,
that goes.
Everyone deserves to be in the gym at the same time, though. So I don't know. I'm.
But
thoughts? Okay, go ahead. Give the hot take.
I don't know why, guys. I'm feeling a little spicy today.
That's
I don't
good
know
why. Because I feel like I'm being too nice.
But. So is it because you're too scared to go up and ask if you can work in? Because most people that I know that go to the gym, if you were just like, hey, I got to get a quick set in, like a couple sets. Do you mind if, like, while you're doing that, I kind of just hop in?
I could never do that. Do you want to know why, though? Who's the population at the gym? 90% are males. So for a female to ask to work in.
Just a bunch of Deutsch bags, yeah.
That's true. Do you know how intimidating that is?
That's so
especially
true.
Because we're so scared. Like, me just tapping on a freaking roided out guy. Hi, do you mind if I superset with your tricep extensions? Like, absolutely not.
They'd be stoked.
Super sweaty, like, I don't want to share the same bench or touch the same equipment they are.
If you talk to them and open that up, they would then not leave you alone for the rest of your life that you would go to that gym.
Every time they'd see you,
hey, how you doing? Yeah. No, we talked that one time, so now I can just come bug you.
Or, like, they would think I was hitting on them if I'm like, can I superset?
You know what?
Like, it's so different.
That's so stupid, because we just talked to someone. We just talked to someone who I consider, like, they're pretty confident, pretty chill, and they went to the gym, and they could kind of, like, feel people staring at them, and it just made them uncomfortable, and they didn't want people to kind of, like, see what they're doing, because they don't go to the gym often. But I was like, oh man, I don't feel like people stare at me at all. Like, I've never like felt that. Which I don't. Yeah.
It's just,
but it's just being, totally different being a guy, I guess.
Yeah. It's just very different.
Man, just don't know what it's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I do feel like when there's super jacked dudes in the gym, other dudes are always checking them out and trying to talk to them.
Oh, it's just, oh, the gym. We love gym.
That's why Britt is stoked to start her own gym so she can just create her own culture.
Oh, yeah. You guys, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Oh, I just literally bonked the table. I cannot wait for, we're just trying to figure out where we should do it.
Props, Texas.
Yeah.
Just like the rest of the world.
I know, right?
Every influencer wants to move to Texas.
But wait, what? What influencers want to move to Texas?
I don't know. I just feel like that's the thing to do.
Really? I don't feel like... Are people moving? If that's a trend, Darren, I'm not moving there. Like, I can't. I just cannot. Oh, just kidding.
It's not a trend because I love Texas.
Okay, well, if you tell me that's a trend or everyone's moving to Texas, like, I will do the opposite. I will move to Antarctica. I just can't.
Okay.
Okay, not Antarctica.
All right, next one.
But
next
I just
one.
Don't want to be with the, you know, I like paving my own way, man. Okay, so next one. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill. Let's see. Oh my gosh. This one says, I don't trust any man that does shrugs. And there's a comment underneath that says, I'm interested to know why. This one has 4 likes. I don't trust any man who does shrugs. You know, I'll be honest. Why? Why are you doing shrugs, Darian? Are you a shrugger?
I forget to do shrugs. I do them probably once a month.
Okay, well,
I honestly would do. I would do them more if I remembered, though. I love shrugs. I just feel like big traps just make you look huge.
I just, yikes. I don't know. Shrugs are just weird, and it's always the faces that get me. Shrugs are a tough one. That is so funny. That's such a random one. I just love it. I love
don't
that.
Don't trust
like,
any man that does shrugs. We're skipping that one.
No, that's so funny to me.
Wait, this one's
love that hot take for you. I don't know.
A totally empty gym makes me nervous. Brett, what do you think?
Okay, let me just say, when the gym is empty, the vibes are immaculate for me. But I do understand sometimes it's like comforting to have other people. But dude, I love an empty gym. What about you, Darian? I can just jam to my music. I'm kind of being a goofball, especially if I'm like filming. I have no anxiety. Like, For me, I love it.
I'll take it either way, as long as the machines I want are open. Because yeah. I do like chatting with people, though.
Yeah, Darian's a chat. See, that's why Darian's like, yeah, I don't mind asking people to work in. I don't mind asking people if they're using something. And for us who like are not that way, it's just stressful.
I realize I'm the minority on that.
Yeah.
I realize.
All right, let's top over to the Instagram replies. Oh my gosh, this first one, I'm taking offense to this one. This hot take is, it's hard to trust people whose white shoes are immaculate. Tell me why. My shoes, I can't, okay, this is like a culture thing. I cannot wear like dirty shoes. My shoes are always immaculate. Okay. I guess I can't be trusted.
Hold on. Yikes. I don't know how Brittany does it, guys. We both have white Ultra Boosts. She has had hers for at least 8 months, 9 months, probably a year. Shoot. I've had mine for 2 months and they are at least twice as dirty as hers. And we do the same activities. I do not know how she does it. She is so like hyper aware of keeping her shoes clean.
It was a culture in my high school. Like, if you touch my shoe, if you step on my shoe, you're getting thrown against the wall and we're fighting. We're scrapping. Ooh, Darian's getting a nice text.
Sorry, guys. Clinical stuff. So she is, yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's punched people in the face for stepping on her shoes. She's like that type.
So
don't step on Brittany's shoes.
I am not going to comment on that.
Wait.
I remain anonymous.
Dude, this girl is hilarious. I want her on the podcast. She said farting in the gym is okay. One of the only public places I will never hold in a fart.
Dude, gosh, what?
Dang it. All right. So there was a time I was doing core.
You shared this story ever, so much. Yeah, I love it. Share it again.
Do you ever fart so loud it kind of scares you? Like you like surprise yourself.
Oh my gosh.
So that happened while I was doing core, and there was these two middle-aged ladies right by me that I know for a fact heard me, and I just couldn't look at them. I kept working out. Dude. There though. I literally stayed there and just finished my set.
Way to hold your ground. That's being persistent.
So, that's honestly, so that's a bad hot take though, because if you have stinky farts, it's brutal to like be excited to go do a set on a lap pull down and like you sit down and you're just in a cloud.
We're moving on from this.
So while I like your take, I think you're hilarious. I do think if they stink, shame on you.
Oh my gosh.
Shame on you.
I'm not commenting on that one. Although, yeah, I'm just not commenting. The next one, okay, we're going to do two rapid fire. Shorts over leggings always. I kind of agree on that hot take. I do love shorts. But I've kind of recently been wearing more leggings, also kind of like it. And the next one is sour pre-workout is better than sweet.
100%.
I am all for the sour, for sure. Okay, Darian.
You don't re-rack or you put weights in clearly the wrong spot, you're immediately my gym nemesis. Yes, Lauren.
Okay,
yes.
The thing that gets me, okay, re-racking, whatever, that's one thing. What really just grinds my gears, okay, is the people where it clearly says 25 pounds and they'll put like the 50 dumbbells in there. Like how, like, no, just read the numbers, put them back where I that irritates me.
Can I tell you my hot take? People standing right in front of the weights to work out.
Bro, the dumbbell, you mean like the
right in
no-go?
Front of the dumbbell rack?
Yeah. So I talked about that in two podcast episodes.
Do not stand right in the, because that's where people need to walk to get like to different benches and stuff. It's just, oh man, people just stand right there. And then you can't like get the weights that you need.
Yeah, they'll do like rows on the dumbbell rack and you're like, I'm trying to get that weight.
Just
yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Go find a bench to do rows.
And if you want more of like gym etiquette, I talk about that in the first episode of this year. Like, oh, you want to be a gym girly? I give a little bit of basics for gym culture, just so you kind of know a good vibe. I think there's way too much pressure involved in the quote gym life. Okay, low-key, I do agree with this hot take. I feel like the gym doesn't have to be your only personality, and sometimes on social media it can kind of seem like, oh, that is it, like, oh shoot, wait, is that me? Do you think that my whole life is, oh, I love the gym, but like, I guess that's like all I showcase on social media. So I don't know. Maybe I'm feeding into that, but There's so much more when it comes to like your life. That's just one fraction of the time. Something like we have in common. So I love to talk about it because it's like, I love all my girls who are in the gym because we're just a minority for like all the guys and stuff, like strong females. I love it. But there is a lot of pressure, and I don't feel like, I don't know, I don't want you to ever get caught up on feeling like you need to have all the supplements, you need to have all the new gym workout clothes, you need to go lift weights. Like, dude, honestly, the basic fundamentals, fuel your body properly so you can live a long, happy life, give your body proper nutrition, and find some kind of movement or exercise that you want to do. Like, everything else is additional. Work on those two things. That's all you need.
Dude.
Like, don't get caught up. There's so much more that matters than your size or what your body looks like. Like, bodies are just vessels for what we do every single day. Like, yeah. You want to be pain-free. You want to have good movement. You want to take care of yourself. But the next one I'm going to do is, not everybody has to be a bodybuilder, powerlifter, etc. It can just be a hobby and for health. 100% agree with that hot take. Like, it is, again, like, the gym does not have to be your personality. Some people just like to go to the gym or work out because, again, it's great for your health. That is, like, the end of the story.
You're not doing it for anyone else's approval. If you feel good about what you're doing and it makes you happy at the level that you're doing it, and you're not a bodybuilder, powerlifter, crossfitter, etc., and you're just doing it to have fun, be healthy, keep at it. You don't have to do anything in the gym at a high level to reap the health benefits.
Yep. All right, Darian, you want to find some other ones?
Being a gym girly does make dating harder.
Oh, yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. You have such high standards. Like, okay, let me explain. Oh,
that's true.
If you are a gym girly, that means that you are such a dedicated, strong individual because, one, you're disciplined. You're going to the gym on days where you don't want to go. So when you see anybody else out there making excuses for their life, you're like, no. Like, I get up, I get it done. Every day there are no excuses. So to have the bar set as that, like, you are such a strong, confident individual, like, it's so hard to find guys. And also, like, if fitness is a big passion of yours, you want to find somebody else that at least is semi-passionate about it, or at least has some kind of interest in it. No, they don't have to be freaking C-bum, but at least maybe you go to the gym together. It's a hobby.
Wouldn't hurt.
No. Or, like, you know, you want to have some type of common athleticism or movement that they also enjoy. So your pool of individuals is so much smaller, and you probably don't want to date a dude from the gym because it's like, I don't know, like, maybe that's a hit or miss depending where you live. But yeah, no, that's hard because, and your confidence, if you're a gym girly, your confidence is just so high. So it's like, what guy is, A, that not going to intimidate? Because some guys don't like that. Some guys are like, oh, you're too confident. Like, no. Do you know what I mean? It's tough.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, wait, gym girls are, aka Brittany is hot to me because she's a gym girl. gym girls, that's like my thing, right? So I was like, oh, it's probably other guys' things too. But you brought up the perspective of, like, from the girl's perspective, now she has to find a guy who's also into it with,
well, and not all gym bros are good. A lot of gym bros are so into themselves and they're so insecure. Yes,
because if they look good and you're like, they look up to your standard, then they might be a little douchey.
Well, and it's not even about
sometimes that just comes with it if they're like that into themselves.
Yeah.
Not all gym guys are like that though. A lot of them are really cool dudes. But, yeah, I guess that does make interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, this girl did a couple of them. They're kind of funny. So, the only acceptable pump covers are Britney's merch.
Bro, plug? Okay, actually.
Anyone who doesn't listen to Fun and Gains isn't a true gym rat. Wait,
valid.
These are from Miss Ella, okay? These are not from us. Walking on the treadmill with an incline shouldn't be considered cardio. Ooh, shame on you.
It's low intensity, steady state. It is some form of, no, it is not high intensity cardio. No, it's not cardio, but technically it is low intensity, steady state. Okay. But valid, I feel that.
Burpees are actually fun.
Okay, whenever I'm cracked out, not like actually, maybe I shouldn't use that term. Maybe it's a trigger. But whenever I am just really energized in the gym, like, I'm feeling it. Sometimes just a flip or a switch flips and I want to throw in jumping burpees, like where it's the knee tuck ones. Those are a vibe. Like, I love those. Those make me feel so strong when I have so much energy. Yeah, but normal burpees, no. What about you, Darian?
I freaking hate burpees.
Yeah, that is a hot take for sure.
All right. So this one, there's a couple of them that talk about how annoying January is because of all the resolutioners that fall off and never go back to the gym.
Ooh, this is a hot take.
I gotta be nice to those people though, because for every like 100 annoying resolutioners that just go for a month and then fall off, there's probably like 5, maybe 10 who get hooked and then like the gym changes their life.
Okay, and I'm also gonna say about that, like, one, genuinely from the bottom of my heart, I'm so freaking proud for anybody showing up. The gym is so hard. And especially because when it was like the first 2 weeks of January, I went in the afternoons quite a bit. It was so busy and packed, I could not find equipment. I could not find a machine. I couldn't find anything. So if you are new, you're already intimidated and you're going into a packed gym where everybody looks like they know what they're doing. I'm not coming back. If that was my first experience, I would not come back to the gym. I would be so stressed out. It is so overwhelming. So I just want to pat everybody on the back for who does show up, because it is not easy. And don't, like, I'm just proud of you because it's freaking hard.
All right. Not every exercise has to be, quote, optimal for a muscle. People have different goals in training.
Oh, I could shout that from the rooftops. Everyone has different goals for training. 100%. Not everybody's trying to have the same thing. And that actually, okay, hot take controversy. I think he's completely changed the way that he's done things. Like, this is not slander on this TikTok creator. Actually, I'm not even going to name drop, but everybody probably knows who I'm talking about if you are on TikTok. So a creator, when they very first started on TikTok, would just roast everyone's workouts. They didn't roast one of mine, because the person was actually like, oh, this is actually good. The only comment was, yeah, you could find a better tricep exercise, but the one I did was still good. And I was like, yeah, that's fine, like, valid. Yeah, there's a bunch of different tricep exercises, but you picked one where I just wanted to try something different, like, you know, all out of context, etc. And this person was getting roasted by a lot of people because he was always like, not optimal, this is inoptimal. And what had to come from that is a lot of people on TikTok coming out to say, one, he's just talking about hypertrophy, and there's like 10 to 20 different training styles. Not everybody's trying to train hypertrophy, which is muscle building, right? So a lot of people want to do strength. A lot of people want to do power building. A lot of people just want to go to be healthy. A lot of people are working on their cardiovascular endurance. A lot of people want to do HIIT. Like, there are so many different forms of exercise that, yeah, what's optimal for some is not optimal for others. And that's okay.
Amen. Okay. So, all right. Also, these chairs, level 10 suck. They were like,
yeah, if you hear a squeak, like, oh, it's gosh, not I'm back not, to the fart.
I'm not just ripping our spec here. Chair. There's like, listen.
I don't even know if you can hear that, but
hold on.
Okay. Speaking of that though, I'm trying to set up the office. Darian. Okay, I'm trying to set up the office so that we can like record and film when Darian and I record these together, because I think that would be really fun. So we'll get non-squeaky chairs then.
Yes, we'll get some freaking nice chairs. All right. I'm going to get hate for this, but dancing/singing out loud is annoying for everyone around.
Oh, okay. Honestly, like, okay, small dances, like sometimes I'm like in the groove a little bit, you know, like lip sync, head bobbing, you know, you're like, yeah, 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 yeah. Full on dancing though and singing audibly, yeah, that's a no-go. There was somebody at the old gym we used to go to who would do that, and it would catch me off guard so much. Like, of course, the gym is equal a space for everyone else. Like, you do you. But at the same time, for me, I'm just like, yeah, can you just not sing so loudly? Because it was so loud and it was like yelling. I was like, scared. So I just turned up my volume and it's fine. Like, I get to work. It's okay. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I don't really care. I think people who
like screaming and yelling, those people.
Okay.
This is a guy, he'd be like, I'm trying to think of lyrics to a song, but he would be like this to his music. And yeah, I'm like,
those people are just, I'm sorry, I'm those like, people
maybe
are
not
weird.
As loud. Maybe those not as loud, dude.
But If yeah, I don't know. It would have to be loud to throw me off. And I haven't heard that a lot. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's just one guy at the old gym at the time I used to go.
But I feel like those people are so rare that it does it does take you off guard.
Yeah.
I agree.
But everyone deserves to be in the gym. Everyone pays the same membership fee, like, you know.
All right. This is a good one because I always think I need more hobbies. And this person says, there's nothing wrong with working out being your only big hobby. It's good for you.
I like that.
All right.
I like that. I mean,
because I never think of the gym as a hobby. I think of it as something like I have to do.
Oh, really? Oh, well, Darian, let's have an intervention. Like, this is a like, have what, to what do, are not my hobbies? Get to do.
Because now that I'm in grad school, hobbies go out the window. I'm like, what do I do? I don't do anything.
It'll be a while before we have like time to do hobbies, especially with like.
I like cars. I like sports.
Cooking.
Can't play sports. Can't afford a car, that's for sure. I'm like, yeah, cooking, but cooking's not a hobby. Cooking, again, cooking's like something I have to do to like survive, you know?
Yeah, but you enjoy cooking, so that is a hobby. Cooking is a hobby. It's a skill. I think working out is a hobby too, though, because it's the way that you pass your time.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I like that. Are there any more, or are we pretty much wrapped up?
We are pretty wrapped up.
Yay. This was so fun. So this was your first podcast in the year of 2023. That's so exciting.
Yes. Oh, these are a couple here. Read a couple of these. Okay. You'll like these.
Wait, which ones it went? Oh no. Wait. Oh my gosh, protein farts are a struggle. I'm dead. Protein farts are so bad. Okay, this one says it's okay to miss a session for work or school when it all starts to get super busy. 100%. Now there are some people who are like, no excuses, like show up every time. And like, yes, that's where our heart is. But honestly, and like back in the day when I didn't have other things to take this priority, like I was just in college. I was just working my 9 to 5. Like I didn't have Vinny. I didn't have anything else to kind of distract me and I could take more time. That was more of my selfish years and more of my, hey, no excuses. Whereas now there are a lot of things that are coming up that sometimes make me miss a session. And that's okay. That's kind of why I've put my expectation for myself like 3 or 4 days a week, because for me that is realistic. That is enough exercise for me to be able to get my goals and to reach what I want to. So yes, 100%. Another one is prioritizing healthy eating isn't restrictive unless it's very obsessive. I agree with that one. What about you, Darian? Prioritizing healthy eating isn't restrictive unless it's very obsessive.
No, I agree with that. I agree with
like
that.
Like you're eating healthy, you're trying to fuel your body with proper nutrients. 100%. Yes.
Are you happy doing it? Like, do you still let yourself enjoy things every once in a while?
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. Be as healthy as you want with your food choices. If you don't feel like it's restricting you, great. If you feel miserable, make some changes.
Yeah. This is a hot take. It says some of the popular booty scrunch leggings and shorts have gone way too far. I will have to agree with you on that one. Okay, this one says you're not falling off track if you skip a few days in the gym. Again, I could scream this from the rooftops. Yes, you are not falling off track if you skip a few days. If you miss a few days, you're okay. You're allowed to have some bad days and get back to it. Get back to it when you can.
Okay, Stairmaster at level 10 is elite.
Oh, what? No. I mean, how? Wait, level 10? No, I've done level 18 before.
Yeah, Stairmaster just hurts.
Stairmaster is brutal.
Stairmaster hurts. This next one is, in my opinion, stretching after workout isn't as important as warming up before.
Mm. Ooh,
both important.
Both are important. Both are so important. This is the course I just did. I just did another recovery course, the 3 R's. But yeah, warming up is important, but so is cooling down and stretching afterward. But I will say, I feel like warming up is maybe a little bit more important, but you really do need to do both. Maybe I'll do a podcast on the 3 R's, the recovery, refuel, and rolling, for film rolling.
That's strength. Okay, is powerful.
I'm over here trying
this
to figure out
what we need to record. Oh, look at this dad. Look at this dad. Watch. See all the kids struggle? Look at him.
No,
look at
it
him.
Can't be the same thing. No, okay, Darian is in the corner on his phone, and I look over and I'm like, what's going on? I thought he was like pulling up another something, And no, save that because I have to share that to the podcast Instagram. So don't lose that video.
Oh, this is what I was watching.
And you will see, check the Instagram stories for what on earth is this?
Okay. Also, last hot take, and then leave a review on the podcast so we can read them.
Hot takes on the podcast, though. Only nice things.
So you can tell us how you feel, what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear next. But here's my hot take. The comments under videos are always better than the actual video itself.
Dude, yes. Of course, yeah. No, the comments section is always lit.
Yeah. Like sometimes, I go straight to comments on every video.
Dude, yes. And you always feel like the MVP when your comment is the most liked. You're like, oh, yeah, dude. I was a good. It's always so clever and witty. So, you guys, that's going to wrap up today's podcast. I hope you guys liked it. Again, like Darian said, you can go ahead and rate and review this podcast. We appreciate it so much, and we read all of the reviews. We love you guys so much, and we love this Fun and Games fam. Thank you for listening. And if you have any suggestions for guests or anything, always shoot us an email at hello@funandgamespodcast.com or in the DMs of the Instagram, which is funandgames.podcast. I'd love to be able to provide you guys with whatever you want and help you guys along your health and fitness journey. Just so you know, you're not alone. And with that being said, we'll talk to you all next week for some more Fun and Games. Bye.
Peace out.
You're listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And we'll see you all next time for some more Fun and Games.
Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.